The Liar's Diary by Patry Francis. For my mother, Eleanor Heaney Duty, quite possibly the best person on earth, and in memory of my father, Richard Duty, who lived each day with zest and always came home with a great story. Chapter 1. There was so much talk about the new music teacher before she arrived that her coming was almost anticlimactic. However, I would soon learn that Allie Mather never allowed herself to be upstaged, not even by her own advance publicity. The very first day of classes, she wrinkled her nose when a student called her Mrs. Mather. "Please," she said, "call me Allie." Well, you can bet our principal, Simon Murphy, straightened her out on that one. On the second day of school, the words Mrs. Mather appeared in huge block letters across her blackboard. Smiling ironically, Allie corrected herself. The students were to call her Mrs. Mather, as Mr. Murphy requested. By the end of her little speech, however, it was obvious that in the us-against-them atmosphere that frequently permeated the school, Allie was one of them, even if they did have to call her Mrs. Mather. As the school secretary, I was the first one to see her on opening day. She had to be pushing 40, but she zipped past the front desk with such energy that I almost mistook her for a student. Maybe it was the hair that flowed over her shoulders in undulant waves, or the jeans she was sporting in defiance of the dress code. But mostly, I think it was that zest, a spirit that practically gave off sparks as she sailed down the hallway. "Wonderful morning, isn't it?" she called out, smiling. "Yes, lovely," I said. I came out from behind my desk, wondering what kind of person had the audacity to name a day that was cloudy and far too humid to be trapped in school wonderful. Avery Small, the janitor, who was usually too hungover to mutter more than a hello, stepped out of the supply closet and leaned on his broom. "Sure is a lovely day," he called after Allie, a smile breaking new ground on his face. "Finest one I've seen in a while." There was no mistaking his lascivious tone or the gaze that was fixed distinctly on her ass. "Don't you have some work to do?" I said acidly. "A puddle of vomit to clean up or something?" But Allie just looked over her shoulder and flashed her most brilliant smile. The woman was nothing if not generous. Avery grumbled as he walked away with his broom. Meanwhile, I stood in the foyer and watched the new teacher like I was hypnotized. Her violin case swayed provocatively to the rhythm of her walk. It was a battered old thing, hardly what I expected a professional musician to carry. It reminded me of the nicked cases the kids towed it to school.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?